My Monday.
Monday.
On the Scenic Drive with Rion.
I won't let these little things slip out of my mouth. But if I do, it's you. Oh, it's you. They add up to. I'm in love with you. And all these little things.
Scenic Drive, the roads of Victoria's taking its toll on my car. I'm usually a do-it-yourself kind of guy, and I've been servicing my car myself through the years, but due to financial restraints, I just can't afford to do the service. To put it in layman's terms, my shocks are kaput. I fear the day that my springs shoot through the bonnet or the boot. The worst part of this is that my tires are taking the blunt end of the stick as well. I started a new business to try and get again an extra income, but in this time, it still isn't enough. What I do with this business is deliver food essentials after hours during curfew for people who can't get out, and my fear is to be stranded next to the road on a delivery during curfew. Please make my Monday by getting someone to help with a set of shocks for Jennifer. I say he calls his car Jennifer because she's from the block, he says. Kieran, hello?
Kieran. Hello?
Is it Kieran?
Kieran.
How do you pronounce your name? Kieran.
Kieran, that's right.
Kieran?
Hi, Ria.
So it seems as if is Jelle twee wakker aan die studio.
Waar weet wakker?
I'm just checking if I still have a team. Okay. I'm just checking. Yeah, what are you guys doing? Are you focusing on Kieran's tragic story?
Yeah, we were focused here. We were listening to it and we're like, okay. So sad.
What do you want to know, Joe?
Well, I mean, I want to know where he delivers the stuff and how he got the idea to deliver during curfew time, and how is it that he managed to get like a license to be able to work after curfew?
Yeah, it was quite simple, actually. I was sitting during curfew hours needing quite a bit of stuff. And obviously, with no license, no anything, you can't get out. You can't get to the shops. The shops are all closed. So what I've done is literally went out and bought quite a bit of stuff, keep stock of it. And yeah, so if somebody needs something, they send me a WhatsApp and I go deliver. I've got a little card machine thingy that I've got now, and people pay with the cards, and if they feel it's worth it, then they tip me.
Okay. So listen, Kieran, probably at the beginning of a business, a guy probably needs to make sure that he has a car to deliver the stuff. If you know, that's like the thing.
Correct. That is correct, yes.
So you got to start there first. Is the car reliable?
Yeah, well, currently not. She's swaying all around these roads, and it's just become pretty scary driving it.
All right, so we need to sort the car out. Kieran. Let's say it's like I gotta tell you now. Remember, it's like a guy starting a dairy farm. You need to get the cow first.
You need to get the cow, yeah.
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 You know, so I'm giving you business tips here. You're going to start at the beginning. So the first thing is reliable car.
Yeah.
Starts there.
How do you
I'm going to do deliveries.
Delivery service. Yeah, I need a car.
Because now what happens, yeah, so then when the car's fixed, then you start with the deliveries. But I think in your case, you probably didn't have money right at the beginning to fix the car. So we're like, I'm going to see if I can get enough money and then fix the car.
Yes, go with what I have.
Nia. Kieran. Nia. Listen, I got Bobby here from Mid-Mac Motors. Listen to this.
My name is Bobby, and I'm the CEO of Mid-Mac Motors. As we give the best experience in motoring, we would like to take this opportunity and fulfill all your requests that you've assigned to us. We're going to do a full service. We're going to do all four shocks on your vehicle, and we will most certainly do four new tires for you. At Mid-Mac Motors, we want to make sure that all the cars on the road are 100% roadworthy and safe for the use of the operators of the vehicle, as well as to the public that they have to drive in between. Hope this helps you out. While you're here, we're going to enjoy a cup of coffee together, meet each other, and have some fun for the day. Thank you so much, everybody. Have a wonderful day further.
So that was Bobby. You hear him on radio the whole time. I'm Bobby from Mid-Mac Motors, is the CEO. So they're taking your car in for a full service. They're going to sort out the shocks. They're going to give you a brand new set of tires for Jennifer. They'll contact you to arrange your car service. Sort it.
What? Yeah. Jeez, I did not expect this, Ryan.
Ugh, that's just the meat you get in this butchery, Kyra. That's how we roll. Excuse the pun. Listen, Kai, sort it. Mariki?
Yuan? Kyron, I'm happy you're happy, and it's amazing. And your business is going to thrive from here on out.
Thank you so much. Thank you, guys. Really, really means the world. I don't know if you're making my Monday or my whole 5 years.
So now listen to me, Kyron. Lace the no for you, one. Start at the beginning. Fix the car first. Then continue with the deliveries, all right?
Yes.
It's a promise now.
I'll promise that to you. Oh, thanks, Ryan.
We can only do so much. All right, Kyron, go well.
Thanks, you guys. Kay. Thanks, Mid-Mac Motors.
Okay, bye-bye.
Let's go.
Just the drive sarcastic comments you make.
Says it like it is.
The Scenic Drive with Ryan. Weekdays 4 to 7. Jacaranda FM.